Blog Talk Radio.
This is Evangelist Hannah, your host for tonight, and welcome to another Kingdom Builders International Internet Radio broadcast. Glory to God. I give a shout out for all the Internet listeners and for everyone that has called in. Continue to listen to the music, and I will return. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And today is the fifth Tuesday of the month with Apostle Marcus Martin from Wisconsin. Comes on every second and fifth Tuesday of the month. A mighty man of God, that he yields to the Spirit of God and God used him mightily. Glory to God. Again, I give a shout out to everyone who has called in and for all our internet listeners. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that the Word of God shall go forth tonight, unhindered, unchecked by any outside forces. I plead the blood of Jesus over the phone lines, over the internet, over the airwaves, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you in advance on how you're going to use the men of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. And I just give a shout out also to God for a successful prophetic intercessor conference that we just came out of Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I just thank God for all the deliverance and breakthroughs that went forth. It's like the Holy Spirit just dropped an atom bomb down on the women of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so at this time, Apostle, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
I yield the line to you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
People,
God bless you.
People of God, I am excited about the broadcast today. It has been so much warfare. In case you haven't noticed, the last broadcast, they replayed something, a previous broadcast, because there was so much warfare, my God, going on. And that prompted me to go into a sabbatical and to go and get in the Word of God. And on the last month, I've been ministering to my church about spiritual warfare. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. We magnify your holy, righteous name. Father, we pray right now that you would have your way in a mighty way, that you would word my mouth and that your people would understand more about warfare like never before after this day, that they would understand what the purpose is, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they would understand the height, the depth, the breadth of your love for them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And amen. Amen. God has really been dealing with me in the area of spiritual warfare. Oftentimes we get saved and they don't even tell us about spiritual warfare. We get saved and they tell you, when the devil comes, say the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. You know, and when you have a nightmare, you say the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. And they really don't go in depth as to the wiles of the devil, as to the tricks of the devil, as to the strategies of Satan. They really don't, because they think that if they teach you about the devil, that they're praising the devil. You know, you've heard them before. You're talking too much about the devil. Don't talk about the devil. You're giving them praise when you talk too much about him. I want you to understand something. The Bible says that the earth, that this is Satan's stomping ground. He is the king of this earth, of this world down here. And in order for us to learn how to fight him, we have to understand some key things. If would you ever in your life live in a house with your enemy and not watch him, not pay attention to him, not notice tendencies, and not watch his every move? Because if he told you that he was going to get you and you living in his territory, this puts you at a disadvantage. Even when you watch NBA players, they watch videos of the opponents, of the teammates, of the team that they're going to play against. They watch videos. They watch their tendencies. They watch what they do, how they go about it. Go to the right side, and so we block the right side. He don't have a left hand to dribble with, so we're going to block that. And so we understand that Satan has a strategy. And when we pick apart his strategy, we totally dismantle his plan. Hallelujah. Amen. A familiar passage of Scripture is Ephesians, the sixth chapter, and it talks about the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6 and 10, it talks about the wiles of the devil. It says, so we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And if you pay attention to that, all of the things that they named off, a lot of people say those are different ranks in the spirit. Those are different. You got the prince, you got the paladins. But what it really is, it is different regions or different areas. So you have the principality, you have the rulers of darkness of this world. See, you're talking about in this area. Then you have spiritual wickedness in high places. That's in the heavenlies. You understand what I'm saying? So it's regions or different areas of attack. My God. So Satan has different areas or regions or places of operation. And so we have to understand that too. The Bible says, neither give what place to the devil. Wait a minute. A place is a position or a part of land or you understand what I'm saying? So Satan has a goal to gather a certain part of the land. This is what a stronghold is. If you look in the military term, a stronghold is a position that the enemy might hold that makes it difficult for you to hit him, but it makes it easy for him to hit you. So this might be at the top of a mountain. So your enemy might get at the top of the mountain, shoot down at you, and when you shoot back at him, he ducks behind the mountain. My God. So Satan, a stronghold is an area of your life where Satan tries to make it hard for you to get at him. My God. Now watch this. The word spiritual warfare. The word spiritual is ended by the word ritual. The word ritual is something that is repeated over and over again. It's something that is so engraved in you that you cannot stop doing it because it was taught to you. It was engraved in you. And so Satan's desire is to spear you into a ritual that you cannot get out of. This is one of Satan's modes of attack on the people of God. See, he can't possess the people of God. But what he will do is get you caught in a spear ritual. He will get you caught in a ritual that would have you stuck in. No matter how you try to get out of it, no matter how you try to stop it, you stuck. This might be cigarette. This might be fornication. This might be lasciviousness. This might be adultery. Once you start, it becomes a ritual. My God. A lot of people don't understand. And when you look at the other word, warfare, do you pay fare to get on the bus? Do you pay bus fare? Do you pay bus fare to get on a Greyhound? I want you to understand something. There is a fare that you have to pay, a warfare that you have to pay to get to your next level in ministry. My God, there is a warfare. My God, you have to understand that there are certain trials that have been designed and set up before you were even breathing. My God, you are going to go through these things. This is why the Bible says we overcome by the words of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb, because something, some warfare is designed to happen. My God, some warfare has already been planned to happen. Glory be to God. We have to understand the enemy that we fight. I talked to a person the other day, and they told me, they said, we don't have to be concerned about the devil. We don't even have to think about the devil. But I beg to differ. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Wait a minute. The Bible just compared Satan to a lion. When you look up what a lion does, it will blow your mind. A lion literally sits for 20 hours of the day and watches his prey. Hear me what I'm telling you. He watches you for 20 hours of the day, and then it takes him. Now, we got 24 hours in the day. He spends almost the entire day watching you. And he don't attack you until you are in a place where you're not paying attention. And then it takes him 2 hours to move in on you. My God. He slowly creeps in on you. My God. Satan does not put horns on his head and say, hey, in case you haven't noticed, I'm the devil. No. He creeps in on you. The Bible says that he will transform himself into an angel of light. Am I in the word? And so Satan will transform himself and cause himself to look like something that he is not. Satan is not coming with a t-shirt that says, I'm the devil. That's not his M.O. His M.O. is to hide himself. something. When you look back in Genesis, how he approached Eve, Satan has, the Bible calls him the accuser of the brethren. So if we look at that in terms of law, we understand that there is a prosecutor and a defendant, okay? And oftentimes we become the offended and not the defended, but that's another story. But Satan is the accuser. He is the prosecutor. He is the accuser. And I want you to understand something about the law. Both parties have to abide by the same law. Satan could not attack Eve outside of the word of God. He had to attack her with what God had said, but he put a little twist to it. Even when he attacked Jesus, he said, did not God say that he will give his angels charge over you, lest you dash your foot against the stone? Then Jesus said unto him that we should not tempt the Lord our God. See, what he does is that he will give the word, but he will give a misunderstanding or misrepresentation. This is one of the ways Satan attacks the saints of God. Oh, I feel God. This is one of the ways that he attacks the saints of God, through misunderstanding of the word of God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He will have us walanking around giving misunderstanding. He will have us walking around. Did you know you can get divorced if? Did you know that he will have you with a misunderstanding of the word of God? My God, if this is another way, this is another tactic. See, I want you to understand the playground, the battleground is the mind. And Satan comes to attack us in the mind. My God, but I'm going to show you how you can do warfare. 1 Timothy 1:18. Get that for me as soon as possible. Get that. 1 Timothy 1:18. Watch this. This blew me away. He said, This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. You can do warfare with your prophecy. Whatever God spoke in your life, when the devil comes to attack you, you remind him what God said. You can do warfare with your prophecy. Did Jesus not do warfare with his prophecy? Jesus had a clear understanding when he was at the garden and he was getting fought by Satan and when he was getting fought by his flesh to quit. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done, God. He understood that he had a purpose. He had a destiny that he was referring to. Oh, my God. He had a destiny and he referred to it when Satan tried to get him to quit. He said, no. Nevertheless, not my will, God, but thy will be done. You told me to do something, my God. You spoke something in my life, and that I have to do. I hear the prophesy to you right now and tell you that whatever the devil is telling you right now, give him back the word of God. Hallelujah. And so we have all of this warfare. We have all of these things that come to attack us, and nobody pre-warns us, gives us a precursor, or tells us that this will occur. But they kind of just, you know, lump us into the body, this great cloud of witnesses. And I want you to understand something. In order to be a witness, that means you had to be there to witness the crime. My God, in order for you to be a witness, you have to see some tragedy. Hear me, my God. In order for you to be a witness, you had to be present. Oh, my God, when it happened. My God, the Bible says that he is a very present help in trouble. So you need to be in trouble at times in order for you to be a good witness to what God can do. Jesus. So he told us that we overcome by the words of our testimony, by the blood of the Lamb. Y'all bear with me because I'm really trying to bust the devil head. I'm really trying to strip his clothes off and reveal him. And so the Bible says that Satan is the adversary. He is our opponent. He is our enemy. I want you to understand something. Satan is God's enemy, your adversary. Okay? Now understand this. When you go, and if you watch, I'm going to use basketball again. Both teams have an objective. Both teams have a goal. They're not really mad at each other. They just desire for one of them to be the winner over the other. I desire me to win before you, if you understand what I'm saying. So Satan has a goal, and we have a goal, and because of that, we become opponents. We become enemies, if you will, because we have to we have the same type of goal that we're trying to reach. He's trying to take souls. He's trying to steal, kill, destroy. We're trying to build. We're trying to steal his people that he thinks he got. We're trying to take them from him. And so we have a similar, my God. In the beginning, Satan was cast down, not because he was mad at Apostle Marcus. He didn't even know about me yet, my God. He was cast down because he stopped doing what God told him to do. Oh, my God. So we have to understand. We have to understand our positioning. Watch this. Watch this. Satan, Michael the archangel, came to Satan. He said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The Bible says that he dared not bring a railing accusation against him, but he said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We have to understand, we do warfare against the devil when we obey God. Oh, my God. Do you understand that? When you obey God, you do warfare. When you obey what God spoke in your life, you do warfare. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It will not return unto me void, but it will prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. My God. God said, whatever he spoke, that's what you can do warfare with. Watch this. He said, Satan comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. Steal, kill, destroy. And that sounds to me like an elevation in attacks. The first thing he comes to do is to steal. The Bible says immediately after the word of God is sown in their hearts, that Satan comes to do what? Steal, to pluck up the word that was sown. And then he comes to kill, okay? When Eve had a word spoken to her, he came to steal that word. And then when he stole the word, he ended up killing her spiritually. And then in turn, he ended up destroying some things. Because all of a sudden now man no longer has the position that he had. Now he is at a disadvantage. Now he has this flesh to deal with. He took the throne. This is Satan's job. I want you to understand this. God said that he would give us a way of escape, that we might be able to bear. Am I in the word? Now watch this. He said he would give us a way to escape that we might be able to bear. Now, escaping means that you leave. Bearing means that you stayed and endured. Wait a minute. That seems like a contradiction, but it's not. Because your escape is not natural. You don't have to run from the devil. You don't have to get out of the trial. He said you are seated in heavenly places with the Father. So your spiritual place, he said, he that dwelleth in the what? Secret place. What? Why does it need to be secret? Because you got somebody chasing you. If you are on a war zone and you get overtaken by your enemy, the Bible says, no fault that is, nothing has overtaken you but that which was common to man. I'm going somewhere. So now you're in the war field, and these enemies have overtaken you. They've gotten to be too much. You have to find a place to hide. And he said in the secret place, he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And then it goes down a few verses to say that he will hide you under his pinions or his feathers. His feathers. And when I looked up to understand what he really meant, he was talking about the outer, the inner layer of feathers that has the most bone in them. So he's not just covering you with some soft feathers, but he's covering you with some feathers that have a shield in the inside of them. You have to understand that you are a winner. You are a winner. Satan cannot defeat you. You are a winner. You are more, the Bible says that, you are more than a conqueror. So how can you be more than a conqueror? If you're a winner, you're a winner. Are you a super winner? I've never heard nobody say you won the first of the first of the first place. That don't exist. What is he saying? He said you are more than conquerors. He said you have a great cloud of witnesses. You have other people that conquer things. But he said you're more than conquerors. Watch this. The Bible says, blessed is them that believe and have not seen. My God. This is what he was talking about. The disciples believed God, and that was pretty easy because they saw him. They saw the miracles. They saw the works of God. He said, you are more than a conqueror because you have not seen him, but you believe. Oh, my God. You are more than a conqueror. One of the other ways that Satan tricks us is that he gets us to focus in on human beings. The weapons that we fight with are not carnal. He gets us to focus in on humans. Go with me to Ephesians 6 real quickly. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, starting at the 12th verse. He said, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and against authorities, and I quoted that, but watch this. It is not against human beings. One of the ways that he gets us upset is that he gets us hurt with human beings. Man, they really hurt me. And I'm really upset with them. And he gets you to focus in on human beings. He gets you to and he gets you to miss him. Do you know Satan's greatest way of winning is to make people believe that he is not operating? How many people do you know that are reprobate? How many people do you know that think they're doing the will of God and they're not? Do you know these people that are bombing the United States think that they are cleansing the world by the word of God? They think that God told them to do this? Satan comes to trick our mind. He comes to deceive us. He comes to tell us something that is not true. My God. And then another thing, he tries to get us to think that our weapons that we war with are carnal. We begin to war with our mouth. We begin to talk about people. We begin to do things that we shouldn't do and act in ways that we shouldn't act. 2 Corinthians 10 tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Remember I told you the stronghold was at the top of a mountain. It was a strategical place at the top of a mountain that the enemy could get behind and shoot at you and then hide behind the mountain. Remember I said that? But God said that he will pull down the stronghold. Did you hear what I just said? God said he will cause you to be able to pull down the stronghold. No, he's not talking about go up there and pull down the enemy. Oh, my God. He said he's going to pull down the mountain. Oh, my God. He said he will pull down the mountain. The Bible says, at the voice of the Lord, the mountains tremble. They melt. Am I in the word? My God. So he said, I will give you power under my authority to walk up there and pull down that stronghold. Man. And what happens when you pull down the stronghold? Your enemy is left naked. He is left open. And then you can shoot. My God. Pull down the stronghold. A lot of times people are not delivered because they are trying to attack before they pull down the stronghold. He rashika roshandaraboko rababashandoloboko raba. Trying to shoot. But all they're hitting is the hill. All they're hitting is the mountain. This is why you see people trying to cast out a devil for 2 days straight, because they have not pulled down the stronghold. Before you can even touch the enemy, you have to pull down the stronghold. Or at least get him to move from behind it. My God. Jesus. So we understand. So we understand that war, that we are in a war. We are in a constant battle. The Bible says that there is a war between our flesh and our spirit. The Bible says this about it. He says that these two war daily so that you would not do the things that you should. These two war daily. So you are often in a war. You are constantly in the war. But the major person that you are in a war with is you. That's the major person. Because what Satan does is tries to use you against you. What? Let me prove it. The Bible says that a man is drawn away and tempted by his own what? Lust. His own lust and enticed. Satan is not coming at you with something you don't like. So if you stop liking it, there won't be an attack. There won't be. You cannot plant seed if there ain't no dirt. My God. So get rid of the dirt and Satan can't plant no seed there. Try throwing some seeds, some grass seeds on the concrete and watch what happens. Absolutely nothing. So we have to understand that we have to get rid of those hidden things. The Bible says that Jesus was bruised for our iniquity. Beat for our transgression and bruised for our iniquity. So our transgression is the things that are on the outside, the things that we do may do in public, huh? Those things that are uncontrollable that we do in public and that we say, those outward sins. Yes, I committed fornication. Yes, I smoked a cigarette. Yes, those things. But what happens when you deliver from those things? But you have those iniquities. Notice when he said that he was bruised for our iniquity. A bruise is an internal bleeding. That's what a bruise is. It is an internal bleeding. It is a bleeding that nobody else can really see. My God. Oh, my God. It is that soreness, that pain, oh, God, that you can hide with your shirt. It's that soreness and your pain that you can hide with a pair of long jeans. My God. But it cannot be dealt with without Jesus dealing with it. He said he was bruised. A bruise is not a laceration that causes bleeding on the outward, but a bruise is something that you deal with at home. A bruise will have you in front of the computer watching pornography. A bruise will have you beating your wife. A bruise, my God, will have you doing things that are sneaking and getting prostitutes. A bruise. That's what it's the hidden iniquity. It's those things that we don't tell people about. It's those things that we don't talk about in public. Oh, Rabbi Sheh. But the Bible says there's a good news about it, is that he was bruised for you. My God. He was bruised for you. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. But now that I've told you how the devil attacks, let me tell you what you can do about it. You can hide yourself in God's presence, in prayer. Soak yourself in the presence of God. And as you soak yourself in the presence of God, God will set you free. And when he sets you free, the attacks of the enemy don't work. The Bible says this, is that Satan will shoot fiery darts. Am I in the word? He shoots fiery darts. So he don't just shoot a dart, but he shoots fire on the darts. Now watch this. I found it interesting that he shot fiery darts. See, a dart will cut you and you can be sewed up and be healed. But a fiery dart will open you up and burn the wound. He will try to make the wound a permanent thing. He will try to create a permanent opening, my God, in you, so that he can enter in with disease, that he can enter in with sickness, so that he can cause some other stuff to come out of this. You are a winner in God because you are a conqueror. I just want you to know that God is on your side. And he is greater than any enemy that you can ever face. The Bible says that he is more than the world against us. Look at that literally. Look at that literally. If the entire world, now, it's people that I can't whoop by myself. Just imagine if the entire world turned around and said, I want to take you out, and everybody in the whole entire world came after you? You became the enemy of the state. No, the enemy of the world. Everybody chasing you. He said, he's more than that. Jesus. 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 He's more than that. And you'll get worried about one person who talked about you. And he said, he's more than that. Oh, my God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now for your people that are listening on this broadcast, in radio land and telephone, God, in whatever way that they're listening to it. Father, I pray right now that them that are not saved would repeat after me right now. Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. And I confess my sin before you. And according to your word, you said that you are just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Now, Father, I understand that I'm saved according to Romans. I am saved because I've confessed with my mouth and believed in my heart. Now get somewhere in a good church and find somebody who's going to teach you how to war, how to battle, how to fight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, shata rabba do shakando robo kosha. In the name of Jesus. Woman of God, you may open the lines.
Glory to God, glory to God. And before I open up the lines at this time, is there anyone on the line that accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior?
Thank you, Jesus.
You can contact us at www.kingdombuilderplaza.org and let us know. We would love to send you a Bible if you do not have one, or an MP3 copy of the Bible. We would love to get in a faith fight with you. The angels are rejoicing for the decision that you made this evening, and glory to God. The lines are now open. If you'd like to come forth with a comment, a prayer request, you may come forth now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, man of God, I really enjoyed the teaching that you did on warfare. It is so true. In this day and time, we really need to warfare and understand warfare. And the Holy Spirit just used you to break the word down. You can truly understand it.
Amen, amen.
Glory to God, glory to God. The lines are now open. If you have a comment or prayer request, you may come forward now.
Amen, God bless. This is Apostle Flowers. Usually tonight would usually be our Bible study or one of our service nights, so we decided to take a break on tonight, and I was like, I need to get some feeding myself on tonight, so I really enjoyed the word, man of God.
Amen. God bless.
And that's what we've been teaching on is spiritual warfare as well, and I believe that's the season that God has the men and the women of God in teaching in that area and having the people to be equipped in that area, because we do, as you said, men of God, we do have a real adversary, and that is the devil. He's not going to come. So I tell the people of God or places that I may have God may have had me to minister, that the enemy is not going to come out and say, hey, I'm coming to break up your marriage. Hey, I'm coming to put your son on drugs or hell. He's not going to. He comes subtle, just like what you said. That's how he operates. He comes as an angel of light. He comes sneaky. He comes deceptive. That's how, that's his M.O. That's how he try to trick you up and everything, or trick people up. But God wants us to stand firm, even as you were sharing, man of God, even on the word of God and song. That's why we have to study and pray and have on that whole armor of God, so that we can withstand in that chapter that you was ministering out of, against the wiles of the enemy, the helmet of salvation, all of the whole armor. And so
that's
I just want to thank God for that word on tonight. Is just confirmation and confirming and a blessing as well. And and God moving, and hopefully I just pray the people of God just run with that word, with what they have heard, because God is breaking religion, God is breaking tradition, where you just not just coming to church, just hearing a regular Sunday message, coming in depressed, down, defeated, and leaving out the same way. That's no more. Man, God wants us to be able to understand, amen, what we up against. Amen. That's why he said in his word as well that we know the devices of the enemy.
That's right.
Be not ignorant.
Yeah.
The devices of the enemy. God wouldn't tell us that in his word if we won in warfare, if the enemy wasn't real. Amen. Praise God. So I just want to shut out. I don't want to get on here and start preaching. You know, one preacher get another preacher stirred up and start. And just say, you don't hand him the microphone, boy, because he'd be ready to go. Amen. But I just want to say that. I just want to encourage you, man of God, to continue to move forward in the things of God like you've been doing. Continue to stand on the battlefield. I know you shared earlier in the broadcast about, you know, how you have taken some hits, how the enemy have came in and tried to, you know, take some shots at you and everything. But I want to encourage you with this, because of the apostolic upon your life, you as a general, because those that are called into the apostolic and the prophetic ministry, as I would say, the apostle and the prophet's office, are generals. They are the first one out on the front line. They're the first one into battle. And with David, that wouldn't have happened with David. He would have never failed, because during that time, kings were supposed to have been out to war, and he was supposed to have been out in war. So he would have never, that would have never happened. As you said in the word about him being enticed, us being enticed with our own lusts, and by him kept watching Bathsheba, while she was doing her thing, and that would have never happened. And that's what happened with the enemy. Like I said, we're driven away at our own lust. And that's how things come about. A lot of times we say, well, that was, you know, the devil did this, and then the devil, no, he was working on something. I like how God had you to put that about that the dirt and everything in the sea. But I just want to encourage you with this, man of God, because of that, God's going to begin to fortify you and even fortify even that which he has called you, and God is releasing more of his grace and his anointing into your life, amen, and that you're going to begin, God's going to get you to even begin to equip others and begin to teach them about spiritual warfare, and even raise up even ministry deliverance teams as well. Amen. Train and equip and raise up ministry deliverance teams as well. And I see you moving even more forward, even in the deliverance ministry, moving forward in that even the more, because it's going to be, people are going to be just bound by demonic spirits and forces. They're going to begin to manifest. They can't help but to manifest because of the deliverance anointing being present there. And there's going to be such a move of God in your house, in your ministry. It's not going to be denied. It's where the enemy can't do nothing but to manifest and come out, and God's going to have you to deal with even sometime, even in your preaching and even in your teaching, even without you really even calling anything out, they're going to begin to manifest. God's going to cause even deliverance to come forth into the lives of his people and those that come in, and they're going to be grateful, and it's going to radically turn their lives around. They're not going to be the same. They're going to say, this is it. This is what I've been looking for. I've been going here. I've been going there, but nothing. I have not found no remedy until I came here into this place and experienced it. I never experienced nothing like this. I've been dealing with this for so long, or so many years, or dealing with this from my childhood. God's going to cause things, curses and so on, to be broken just like that instantly, because God said you're paying a price.
Hallelujah.
You're paying a price. That's why you've been under attack, because you're paying a price for others. God using you to make the way, and God's releasing anointing upon your life to break others through. As he's breaking you through, God's going to use you to break many multitudes through.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Paying that warfare. My God. Jesus. Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen to God. Ephesians 6:10 was our theme scripture for the conference that we just came out of, Kingdom Builders International and Kingdom Builders Intercessors. And when he talked about you teaching and preaching and without touching someone, deliverance just put forth, as I said earlier on the mind, that the Holy Spirit just dropped an atom bomb and at the conference. people was actually just going through deliverance without anyone touching them, just for prayer going forth, because the anointing, of course, comes to break the yoke.
That's right.
And so I just, as the man of God, I'll continue to encourage you. You are a mighty man of God. Every time you come on, you have yielded to the Holy Spirit, and let God use you. So we thank you for that and for your faithfulness also to coming on the broadcast. Glory to God. Is anyone else on the line that have a comment or a prayer request? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Kingdom Builders International has intercessory prayer from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Before the broadcast is over, I will give the phone number if anybody would like to call in. Anointed Intercessor Standing in the Gap. As I said, Monday through Saturday also. Glory to God. Commander God, at this time, can you give some information on your ministry?
Yes. Yes, my ministry is it's called Living Worship Center International Ministry. We are located in Waukesha, Wisconsin. We hold our services in the Carroll University. Amen. God has really blessed us to be able to hold our services there. And I'm talking about serious favor. And I really thank God. I really thank God for that. And so we have our services there on Sunday mornings at 10:30. We haven't been having our Bible studies as of late because we got so much going on. But Sunday mornings at 10:30, from 10:30 to 12 o'clock, we have our services there in the chapel. Yeah, we have a play going on June 5th and 6th that God has blessed my hands to write. And it is an anointed play, and at the same time, it's going to be funny and hilarious, and we're going to have a good time in the Lord doing that, and it's just the beginning of some great things that God has put in my spirit to do. And that's also in the same place. We have access to a theater. I mean, when I tell you the favor of God, it's just blowing me away. And that's pretty much about it. We operate in the prophetic. We operate in the healing anointing and deliverance anointing. We have been. Me and my wife has been through so much. We operate in marital healing. You know, we've been married now for 10 years in August, and I'm telling you, it was like 30, because the enemy do not want us together one iota, and so he did all he could. But God is in control, and so. We thank you guys for the opportunity to be on the broadcast. And one of these days, I'm going to slip my wife in on you guys. She's a dynamic woman of God. I'm going to slip her in and let you guys hear from her. And this woman of God operates. She is a seer. She is a seer. And she's able to see demons and angels. And she is just a powerful, powerful woman of God. She don't like to preach, but when you give her the mic, it's over. And so it just takes over her. But I just thank God. I thank God for my lovely, lovely wife. I am so happily married. And you know, it's hard, you know, a lot of people can't say that, but I am. And I thank God. Thank God for that. And I don't mean to just go on and on, but when I start talking about my baby, I get like that. But God bless you all. I appreciate the opportunity. And be blessed.
Glory to God. And the number for the prayer line is 218-895-0280. 218-895-0280. And that's every Monday through Saturday from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Central Time. Glory be to God.
Glory.
Glory to God. And right now, I'd just like to cover you in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just speak the blood of Jesus over the men of God, God, Glory be to God. I thank you that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, Lord God. I pray right now that you will pour back into him double of what he poured out in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for your warning angels,
Jesus.
The one on his behalf, Lord God,
Lord.
Over his family, Lord God, and his church, God, in the name of Jesus, his ministry, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, Lord God. I thank you that you will continue to increase him in his life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, spiritually and naturally, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, and 10,000 at his right, but no harm shall not his dwelling. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you, Father God, for whatever the enemy meant for evil that you have already turned around for the good in his life. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I take the shield of faith and quench every furious dart that has been sent out against the man, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are strengthening him, Father God, through every attack that he walk in total victory. Revelation that you have in the men of God, that you just step the gifts even the more, Father God. I thank you, Father God, and it will see you, God.
Yes, Lord. And the Lord, and the Lord, and the Lord, and
the Lord, in your precious blood, Father God, I thank you that you walk in total victory in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, amen, and glory to God. And again, Apostle Mark has come on every second and fifth Tuesday. He will be on again May 8th, Tuesday. Glory be to God. We give you all the glory and honor and praise, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the matchless name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And glory to God.
Right now to dry up and die I don't know who this is for. I don't know who it's attached to. But I decree as a prophet of God that it is over, that you are healed. It's leaving your body right now. It's leaving your body. The heat and the fire of God is moving on your body right now. And the next time you go to the doctor, they are going to be amazed. Oh, Rabba, Irashe, it's leaving. It's leaving. It's leaving. It's leaving. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, Rabba, Jesus. 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 The devil is a lie.
Thank you, Lord.
You shall live and not die and declare the works of God. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Whew,
my God.
We thank you, Lord, for the testimony that's going to come forth, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, we thank you for this broadcast. Yes, Lord. Most you, God. We thank you. So if you over the lines or you over the internet, go tell someone to listen to the word of God that the man brought forth tonight on warfare. Glory be to God. Glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Jesus.
You're truly worthy, God, of all the glory and honor.
Thank you, Jesus.
And praise. And at this time, Apostle, do you have any closing words?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Glory to God. Well, again, I thank God for everyone who has called in and for all the internet listeners and for everyone that's going to listen to it, to the broadcast and the archives. Glory be to God. And we thank you again, Apostle. We thank you again, Apostle.
God bless you.
And we look forward to hearing you come and speak again on May the 8th at 7 p.m.
Glory yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
To all our listeners, remember, God loves you. And kingdom builders love you, but God loves you even more. And you all have a blessed evening.
Amen.